Don Sweeney earlier this hour. Heard it here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's probably the juiciest portion of the press conference there. Oh, you offered him a contract extension,
did you? Is that right?
And Monty.
Yeah, I mean, he made his own decision.
Probably would have been fired had they lost to Toronto. You agree with that, right?
Yeah,
They don't win game seven against Toronto. So the guy who was almost fired.
I mean, of course, he got off to a bad start this year and he got fired.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say that's pretty much confirms that.
So the idea is that he turned down an extension and Sweeney's putting it on him.
Which I'm sure he wanted to.
You sure about that? Yeah.
I don't buy, and I agree with Greg Wyshynski, good friend of the show.
That's right.
As it turns out, he's one of the few to credit. Hashtag Scoops Keefe. We're still waiting for the local Bruins media to do that. But a few of the national guys
that
did.
That could happen soon-ish.
Wyshynski, Cirovelli. Yeah, I would expect a credit for that soon-ish is when I would expect that, if ever. And so, I think it was self-preservation. You bring back Montgomery, and it buys Sweeney and Neely some time.
Yeah.
Now that Montgomery's out, who do we look to if the Bruins continue to underachieve? As Sweeney said, it's on me. That's what he said earlier today. His exact wording was, it rests with me now. So, and he also hinted at more potential changes to come. He's like, more changes will come. That could be in reference to his job. That could be in reference to roster players. I think he said the right thing, but I don't disagree with the text line. 37937. Sweeney is calling the team out. It's true. He's calling the team out. We're underachieving. We've been unlucky, however he wants to say it.
Oh, yeah. He pointed back to training camp.
We need to get more out of the roster. He pointed back to training camp. So he's saying, it rests with me now. But he is looking at the players going, what the hell's wrong with you? And this is where I do blame Sweeney. What's wrong with them is you brought back a lame duck coach. And they didn't want to listen to him because they didn't have to listen to him because they knew his time was limited and that his days were numbered.
Yeah, and maybe Lindholm and Zadorov are worse than we thought. I mean, Zadorov, you and I were just like, okay, he's a big guy. We'll see what happens. And he's stunk. And then Lindholm, I thought, was a good signing. And he has played poorly. And to Sweeney's point, I mean, most of the team is underperforming, like across the board, not even compared to their career highs, compared to their average seasons. They're like way below. So that is obviously troubling. And now you swap the coach, and how long do you have there? Like, I don't think Sweeney's going to lose his job in season. But to your point, if they miss the playoffs, he's probably gone. Mm-hmm. They need to make the playoffs. Isn't that always the thing with the Bruins?
Yeah.
There was this, you know, the Jacobs desperately want a playoff team. Maybe they don't care as much as the fans do about a cup-winning team, but they want a playoff team. So that's when the eyebrow gets raised. You know, Peter Chiarelli, who had all his faults, but also was a part of a cup-winning team, eventually was gone. You know, they missed the playoffs. You got to go. Claude Julien won a cup, but I got to a point where you got to go. You know, Montgomery and Sweeney haven't won a cup. You know, Sweeney's gotten there, but in this role, he hasn't won it.
I mean, look, the Jacobs family doesn't care about winning the cup. They care about, as you said, playoff gates and making the postseason and hopefully winning a round or two.
So you'll get their attention if you miss the playoffs.
100%.
And this team is teetering on it.
That's why 2 weeks ago, Keith, you said he was on the hot seat.
Yep.
And now he's fired, he being Montgomery.
Right.
And you're right. If they miss the playoffs, and they especially because they spent money like crazy, Swayman extension, Lindholm and that bum-ass Zadorov in free agency, because they spent like crazy, Sweeney will lose his job if they don't make the playoffs. Jacobs is like, I spent all this money for this?
You're right.
Hell with that. You're out.
So if you're Sweeney, what else can you do? At this point, right, you can complain about the drafts all you want, but there's not a draft in November and December. So right now, with Don Sweeney, you already made one move that you could make. That's fire the coach. The coach, when he was here, was constantly changing lines and doing everything else, right? Like, he was grasping at straws. Even Montgomery, to his credit, by the end, sat Pastrnak for a period, shoved Brad Marchand, let Jeremy Swayman wear just two bad games and be like, he went down swinging, but he went down.
Yeah.
And if you're Sweeney, what else can you do? You fire your coach. You have the press conference where you kind of bury the players. After a few games here, if things aren't getting a lot better, just like with the coach, like this hope that he kind of like gets some positive energy into this team and they turn it around, don't you have to start to tweak the roster? Like, if you're Sweeney, that's like the one thing you can do.
So my answer is yes, and you're talking trades. Let's get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
I thought you had a good idea. I personally wouldn't do it, but I understand the logic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You had a good idea about how to get Swayman right earlier in the show.
Yeah,
now that Montgomery's gone,
right.
I think Swayman's gotten criticism and he's gotten critiqued and blowback from the fan base, but it's about to ratchet up. You give up 5 goals in your first game without Montgomery, people are going to really start looking at you and stop focusing on when you fire the coach. You're going to be the headline story.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to get Swayman right. And I would say that's probably the main thing. You got to get scoring again, and you got to get your top 6 fixed, and you can't be getting blown out every night.
Right.
But you got to get Swayman right. You had a good idea, I think,
yeah,
on a potential change there.
I think you might just have to try this because it's been so bad to start. Is maybe he doesn't play as often as he does. He's on pace to play 57 games.
So another way of saying that would be lean in on Corpy a little bit.
Which terrifies me, but he's played better.
More Corpy. You're a Corpy guy now.
I am now apparently a Corpy guy.
You're now a Corpy guy.
Or I'm just less and less a Swayman guy. I was a Swayman guy, now I'm not a Swayman guy. So last year, Swayman started 43 games. He played a total of 44, but he started 43 games. So it was, you know, right around an even split with Omark. And, you know, it ran into some issues and everything come playoff time. But in the last couple of regular seasons, he was great going every other game. He and Omark would split, they would hug, they would have a shutout, and they'd move on. The team was a wagon for 2 straight years. Now that it's kind of on him, and maybe he puts more pressure on himself because he's making the big money now, and is one of the main reasons. Like, Sweeney basically, I think, also wanted to blame Swayman for this. He didn't go full on that. He kind of blamed everybody.
Well, they were all pissed at him, and we knew that. They were all pissed at
him. Like, why was training camp so bad? Like, I think it's pretty obvious. Like, your goalie held out to the very end of camp, and your coach went in without a new contract. So, like, it's very squarely those two things.
But who do you blame for that? Like, I still blame the team for that. Like, just pay him. Everybody else got $8.25 million. You were going to give him the money. He had all the leverage. Pay him, and he would have been there for training camp. You didn't pay him.
I feel like if the offer of $8.25 was there sooner, you could have had all of this
out
of the way.
Me too. Yeah. You eventually paid him. You eventually caved. You should have paid him.
This is on them, but
you
should have
paid him earlier.
Pointing the finger once again there. Yeah. No, but circling back to on the ice.
I just remain with Swayman. I just want to Swayman has not played well, but yeah. I remain with Swayman on that. If you're blaming him for not being out there for training camp, and that was the problem.
That was his time to get his money.
Pay him, and he would have been there.
That was his time to do it, and he got his money. But I wouldn't mind now and next month, say now till Christmas, maybe close to every other, and see if Swayman gets some of his confidence back, see if he can play better, and then from there maybe you give him, you know, 3 games to every one or however it ends up working out.
So I agree. Getting him right is a key. Are they closer, Keith, to buying or selling? Maybe they could try to middle it with like a hockey trade in a more mid-roster player. I know you've referenced Frederick as a potential name. But are they closer to buying or selling? Like, I have a hard time believing they're going to blow this up.
I don't think they're going to blow it up. Now, they're currently just outside the playoffs, right? Like, they're not a playoff team as of right now. They have the same number of points as the Islanders, but they've played one more game. So
Islanders have a game out of hand.
Out of hand. They have a game in hand.
Yeah.
So they... But I just think because their core is locked up long-term, like, if you have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman, so, like, a player at every level... And they're good, or at least they should be really good players, and you have them long term. I don't see really trading away from that. And besides those 3 guys, you know, maybe Marchand, a little bit different story. Older players, play his whole career here, isn't a contract year. You're not really getting a whole lot for everybody else. Like, everybody else would be more of a culture change or like chemistry change, that kind of thing. You know, if you want to bring in a player, now you're talking about going back to the well of like your first round picks and all that stuff. But is this team is not playing like a team that you want to give up any draft picks for.
No, that's fair, but I would lean more towards doing that because Sweeney can't draft anyway. So
I think it's more...
But you are gonna have to send out salary because they're so tight to the cap any trade.
So I think it would be more of the... So Trent Frederick's making $2.3 million. Brandon Carlo's making $4.1 million.
Yes, see ya. I mean, I know they're thin on the back end right now, but see ya.
I think it would be those kind of guys. Morgan Geekie is a free agent, a restricted free agent after this year, but he's on the books for two. Coyle, I don't think you could get any takers on.
But a package of Frederick and Carlo, could that get you something? Maybe.
Maybe.
And now, but what are you getting back? Another bottom six type player and another top four type defenseman?
And Frederick, so, I feel like, is one of the few guys on the team that I don't really question his like effort or intensity level.
I'm with you. I like Frederick, but okay, you got to give something to get something. And if you're trying to change the makeup, maybe that's a way to do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe you could get something for that. But they are tight to the cap. They'd have to send out salary, even if you're adding draft picks and what few prospects you have.
Dude, Zadorov making $5 million a year for the next 4 years
As much as people bitch about the Swayman contract, that one's so much worse, it's not even funny.
Way worse.
That's such a worse
deal.
This
is the old David Backes deal. Remember, you and I argued about that. I like Backes. That was just a hefty contract.
So, look, if they get to the trade deadline and they're still underachieving and they're out of the playoffs, maybe they sell off Marchand for a draft pick. I could see that. Maybe.
Yeah, not now.
In the meantime, they're trying to make... When Sweeney hints at changes, they're looking to add to make a playoff push because that's the mandate from Buffalo. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. You can jump in on the Bees. We'll get back to the Celtics. We promised that earlier. We got a little sidetracked there with Don Sweeney. We'll get back to the Celtics next.